This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Oh, say, can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming? Whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight o'er the ramparts we watched were so gallantly streaming and rushing.
Welcome back to the Outdoor Show. It's 6:02 here in the Bayou City. All right, let's run down to Corpus Christi. Let's check in with a good friend, Captain Cliff Webb, see what's up down there other than the wind. Cliff, good morning. What's up?
The wind, you're right.
Yes, sir.
You're God.
What else is new?
We get a couple of days a week that we can get out there and do what we want to do other than that.
Finally,
just do what we
yeah.
can do. You know, golly, you just it has just been a super good week on Big Trout, and I got to go help Ryan Towns release those tag redfish yesterday, and that was a blast. I missed it last year. I had some trips, but this year I got to go with the CCA.
Cool.
And go with Ryan and release those redfish. And, man, they just do such an unbelievable job on that. They release them in areas that, you know, the local guys from the bank can catch them. The kayakers can catch them. It's not all out in the middle of the bay.
Right.
You know, we release those fish back in the coves and areas that people can catch them, you know, off the bank too. But
I know they want everybody to catch them, man. All those truck and boat packages and
oh, my
man,
God.
A lot of years, a lot of people don't catch them. And, it's aggravating, old Bill Kenny and them. They want people to claim those prizes, man.
Yeah, I got to fish with Bill and Ryan, all those guys. And you know, Ryan invites me every year to do this, and I love how their program is, how much they give away back. I mean, it's over $2 million, and you know, they got a tag for Whataburgers. If you catch one redfish, you get Whataburger for a year, you know, and just all kind of really cool stuff.
Just what I need, more burgers.
Yeah, just what you need, a Whataburger for life. I mean, for a year. Yeah, but it's a great deal, and Ryan and those guys. But what really was unusual about this is, so these fish are, Parks and Wildlife brings them out to the Billings, to the marina there, and they got them in this big tank for the hatchery, and these fish are hot. They get them in a dip net and try to put them in a boat. It's not like reeling the fish in and putting them in a boat that you bought.
No, he's wore out
reel.
When you do that. These fish are lit it, up. They're ready to rock.
Man. So the first one I try to release, I reach in the ice chest, and it just soaks me. I mean, it just blows water all over me. I finally catch this thing, get a bug on its lip. But there is no doubt that all those fish released are very well survived. They survived.
Oh, you know,
There's no question. They're tough.
Redfish. Man. You can pull them behind a car from Baytown to Galveston and still turn them loose, and they'll swim off.
But, I mean, you snap them on the bug grid, they must pull your arm out of socket. You know, it's just like crazy, you know. And then we got to release all those fish, and it's just amazing how good they are at doing that, you know. So they released a bunch north, and then went down to Alazan, Bath, and released them all over the place. And so they're really cool. But cool story,
they're
right.
Like three or four at a time or six at a time?
They just spread them out. You know, like we'll spread them out in one area, we'll let go two or three, and then move, you know, 20 miles and let go two or three in one shoreline, this shoreline. You know, even let some around some of the piers, you know, where people can catch them off the piers.
Uh-huh.
I like their program where everybody has a chance. You know, we release some in areas that there's a lot of kayakers. And so I know those kayakers are going to catch those two or three release back in those flats. You know, and the percentage they catch that they release is pretty amazing. They catch most of those tagged fish. It's incredible. You know, so the one story I really like, Ryan told me, says they're releasing some fish at one of the local boat ramps, and as they're loading it, one jumps out, and it jumps out inside the boat lift there at the marina. He said there was so many people fishing that dock. He got on social media. He said they had to up the insurance on the dock. There was so many people standing on the dock. They thought it was going to crash, trying to catch that fish. And 3 weeks later, they caught it within 300 yards of that dock. I mean, that's just amazing. You know, that's just, it goes to show you. It's cool, man. But I got to be a part of that, and just proud to be a part of the CCA. They're just a great program. Those guys are really, really doing something for us. It's awesome. But,
yeah.
It was good stuff. But our fishing was just crazy on big fish this week. God, I caught some toads this week. I didn't send you no pictures. I'll send you some during the break. But on Tuesday, our old buddy Mike Grigger from Johnny Sports, he's had some health issues and all that stuff. Well, he's got some good friends, Eddie, and the friends that fish with me forever. And they always pick May the 20th. They book it every year, May 20th. And so I'm watching it come up on the deal, and I go, these guys are going to hit it with no wind. They're just so lucky. Because Tuesday, the wind was down enough where I could get into the deep structure in the middle of the day where I wanted to get, you know.
Right.
And it was just like it is when I get in there again. You know, I think we caught between 90 and 100 big fish in there, 100 big fish.
Oh, Lord
and,
have mercy.
The cool thing is we had five fish over seven and one over eight. And it was just insane. You know, these guys are 70s and plus. And, you know, they've all got lots of experience fishing. And so there wasn't a whole lot of babysitting. They were just catching fish.
Just catching fish, baby. A guy's only as good as his crew.
Yeah, it was good. And we lost some big fish, you know, in the rocks and stuff. But they were absolutely smoking the top water, just killing it. Just whatever you put on there, just killing it. And then so they're catching them. You know, we kind of get into an area. It's got a lot of grass floating on top of the water. And their top waters are mopping up a little bit. And they're still catching fish on them. I put on a trout support, that grass walker.
Right.
That Tobin gives me. You know, that thing works so good when you got, you know, grass on top. And I started smoking them on that trout support. You know, they like that thing. You can work it right through the grass. But, you know, and these people are it was so funny because they want to try to take nine fish back. There's three of them. They want to try to catch nine fish under 20 inches. I'm telling them, dude, we're not catching a lot of fish under 20 inches.
No, it's, you know, there's not
it's
a lot of keepers in here, bud.
No, sir, there's not. You know, and I've never heard anybody whine. I got the best whine ever. Mr. Webb, these fish are too big. I've never heard that whine. I've heard a lot of whines.
Well, I hadn't either. I've never heard that in all my career.
I've never heard that. Mr. Webb, the trout are too big. I said, I'm sorry, man. I just really feel bad, you know. But they finally got their nine fish. We caught some males. The good thing is there's some males in there that are 17, 18 inches long. Mm-hmm. And when you pick them up out of the water, Mickey, they're grunting. You look behind them, there's a big old trout behind them trying to eat that male when he's grunting coming in. You know, almost every single time you'll see that big old trout, you know, just trying to get that trout off your lure, that little male when he's grunting coming in. That was pretty exciting.
It pays to be the biggest fish in the pond.
It does, buddy. It does.
You don't have to worry about anybody eating you.
And then we caught, my guy catches this redfish, you know, on topwater, and he's about 30 inches. And I put him in the boat, Mickey. He only has one eye from birth. The left side of his face was totally grown over, never an eye socket or nothing.
Really?
I took a picture of it, and I'm going to send it to you. But his left eye was totally covered up where there's never an eye socket, no eye socket or nothing. So he had one eye from birth, and he's fat as a toad. Big old fat pig, probably 30, 30 and a half inches long. He's not having trouble eating. So if you can only see on half the side of your face, you're still fat, there's a lot of bait. That's all I can tell you.
Kind of like what was that in True Grit when he said that's a mighty strong talk for a one-eyed fat man?
Yeah, that was good. That was good, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, boy. Feel your hand. Or
feel
something.
Your
sorry,
hand,
that was
you son of a gun.
Yeah, that was good. You know, that was a good one, but... That's just what's happening here, and it's just, man, it's just such good fishing on top water. You know, and it's the Little John, so after a little while that we can see on the side scan, these fish have moved off the top. They're not mid-level, and now they're kind of laying on bottom, you know, like 10, 11 o'clock. They kind of moved off those shallow rocks or in the deep rocks in the sand, and it's amazing, the Little John. That Little John, two colors, opening night, and then that watermelon red. And we're putting them on really light lead heads and flip them in the sand and let them sit there a couple seconds and give them a little double flip and they just load up.
Kind of
they want it on the bottom.
And flip it up.
Kind of dead stick it and a couple little flips like that and boy, they just smoke it. And it was good. It's really good fishing.
Awesome.
Yeah, and I got to do a little beaching today, a little surfing this week. You know, we had a couple days. It was not too windy. And the water was clear, but the fish are in the surf. It's
right.
Just the amount of surf we've got, Mickey. It's rocking here. I know.
Yeah, the Dawn Patrol's been having a bad spring. It'll all turn around. Just hope.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Hope the fish don't move too far.
I know it. It's just a matter of time when this wind's going to die. I just can't believe it's holding on in the end of May like this, Mickey. This is something.
Man, I saw some pretty pictures from the Packery Channel, you know, everybody on the rocks down there.
Mm-hmm.
And one day this week it was calm and everybody was fishing. There were a lot of people fishing that Packery Channel.
Oh, yeah, it's a blessing. It is. It's you know, what they did, I just can't believe. So they put all these little round rocks all on the inside of the jetties. And so now it cut the fishing area down to a tenth what we had. You can't walk on those rocks without breaking your ankles. And
it took
all that area, all the people can't fish it on the shore. And why they did that, we don't know. You know, it was perfect before you could fish miles and miles of that. You know, it's just amazing. Well, that now
it's
you can only fish the tip of the jetties. I don't get it. I don't know what they're doing there. And I don't think they know what they're doing. But anyway, it's they kind of messed up the guys that fish the beach. You know, I get one of my listeners and guys I fish with that he's a guy with no boat. And this guy catches so many big trout. I just love hearing his story and stuff. But he walks in. I showed him some areas to walk in, you know, and pack your stuff. And he comes down here and he fishes down the beach. And he sent me a text that says, you know, you live in paradise for a place without a boat. It is true. We have so many areas in Corpus, in this area here, that you don't need a boat. You can walk into these fishing areas. It's pretty amazing. Just bring some mosquito repellent. That's all I can tell you, you know. You come walking across these salt flats to pull into some of these areas. Better have a little bit of movement.
Yeah, watch out for the rattlesnakes, too, while you're at it.
Yes. Boy, a guy sent me a picture of a rattlesnake out of Beeville the other day. It was 6'2". That's a good one, man.
I bet it was a
big one.
Fat one, too.
It was fat. It was fat, man. I had these people on, on Wednesday that is really cool, Ernie, and he had last year traded me two axis does. they set a trap, and two of the does did not make it in the trap, so they're out in the field. He says, hey, man, if you'll take me fishing, I'll give you two of these axis deer. I said, well, get in a boat. You know, I said, come on, man.
Come on with it.
Yeah, so I got those two axis deer. Then right after that, Ernie had shoulder surgery. He couldn't come, so I finally, you know, paid that bill last Wednesday. And, man, what a trip we had, Mickey. He had he brought his wife, Priscilla, and he said, you know, Priscilla doesn't really work topwater. She throws a spinning rod. And so I'm loading the boat up on the night before, and I look in the garage, and someone gave me like a broken back called a live target. And it's got a bill on it. It looks just like a mullet, and it's just painted perfect. And I says, I'm going to take that with me and put it on that spinning rod, have her just slow roll it on top of them rocks, you know.
Yeah.
And the first cast, 27-inch trout on that thing. You know, pressure was off me, buddy. She throws that spinner out there and cranks that handle. I just dropped the totem motor down. It just, the sea parted. Boom, she catches that big old 27-inch trout.
There's no telling. You know, we don't throw all those old baits we used to catch all these big fish with. And I know we'd do it again, we'd still catch them, man. I mean.
I know it.
How many giant trout died down there on broken back red fins? Orange and black and
silver and black and
blue and chrome and
Chrome. And your straight backs, you know, that's just crazy how that works.
Yeah. Let me knock this commercial break out, Cliff. I'll be right back, buddy. Hang on.
All right, man.
Well, the 36th annual CCA Texas Star that opened today, and it's all brought to you by your Texas Ford dealers, Progressive Insurance, and Academy Sports and Outdoors. Go ahead and get signed up before you go fishing. You never know when that next cast, that magic fish, is going to come. And you can fish for over $2 million in prizes and scholarships for inshore and offshore divisions. And 120 tagged redfish are released in inshore waters right now just waiting to be caught. You can fish for other species like gaff top, drum, and sheephead. Offshore fish for great prizes when you catch red snapper, ling, dolphin, and kingfish. So go to startournament.org. for rules, entry, and prize information. And the CCA Star Tournament is brought to you by great sponsors like Whataburger, Shellwater Boats, Mustang Cat, Dargo Boats, Transport Boats, Haney Boats, Chris's Marine, and McLean Trailers. Go to startournament.org, call 713-626-4222, sign up today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Attention sports enthusiasts, keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play, no purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore, from action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire. The fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18+.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, ESW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Outdoor Show. All right, it's 6:21 here in the Bayou City. All right, Cliff, we're back, buddy.
All right, man. I sent you a couple pictures. One was that redfish.
I've already looked at them. And, boy, what a way to start the day off. Man, that red without an eyeball socket or anything, that is crazy.
Yeah, and it never was there. You know, I caught a redfish one time that had petrol fins.
You see where it should have been, maybe right above his nostril on his left side, but I mean, it's just smooth as kitty fur.
And look how fat he is. He's fat as a pig. He's been eating good, you know?
Just a toad.
I guess if you're a mullet, you want to get on his left side. If he was chasing me, I'd make sure I was on his left side because he didn't have that left eye. And that's good stuff.
That lady holding up that nice fish. You know what I like about your photos? I can actually really tell how big they are because they're not
showing
through the lens.
No, sir. We hold them up just, you know, I'm just on the point now. I don't care. Hold them up. You know,
get a scale off the body size of the person holding it, and then you know what you got.
Yeah. You can tell it's a 27-inch trout, exactly what it is, you know. You know, 6 pounds or so, you know, just perfect. That was the first cast, you know.
They'll shove it through the lens, the way they hold it and everything, and push it out there, and it a 5-pounder looks like a 7 or 8. Well, you really can't tell. It looks way much bigger than it really is.
Yes, yes. I'm just overall. I don't care anymore. I keep track of what we caught. You know, we had six fish over 28 inches this week. And we had that one that was right at 30, right at 8 pounds. But that's a good week. And the amount of fours and five we caught, you're just stupid. I mean, when you're catching four and five and they're coming out of the water and just doing the Macarena on the top, I mean, it's fun stuff. Everybody's catching big fish. And it's you know, and what's so crazy, Mickey, we'll be catching four or five big ones and catch one 14 inches. It's like, wow.
And that's
you know, so, yeah. So we have a wide, and that was so funny because Ernie and Priscilla, they, you know, they traded me those axes. They wanted their six fish. It took us till 11 o'clock to catch six trout under 20 inches. And they were males. We finally catch a male 18 inches and they could keep it. But everything was, it's another big one. I said, I'm sorry. You know, yes, I'm sorry.
Shucks, I caught another big one.
Caught another big one.
You know.
And she was putting on a show with that broken back, that live target bait. I've never seen that thing. I'm not sure, maybe Bob, the guy that fishes the surf, gave it to me, but it was hanging up in the garage.
It's called a live target?
I've never seen it. It looks just like a mullet. It has a little bill on it and joining bag. It says live target, and it's been sitting up there in my garage, and I know for years. And I thought, well, you know, she's going to have a hard time working that top water, you know, kind of getting the loops in the spinner. I said, let's even get a broken back or maybe something. And I knew a prop bait. Like, I like to use those prop baits sometimes, those little the mirror lure makes those little jerk baits with a prop on them.
Right.
But the grass was so bad, it messes the prop up, you know. And that little broken back would go right under the surface about maybe 6 inches, right under that grass. And, man, you could see it shining. It's cool. She'd throw it out with that spinner. And I see the sun glistening on it. Then I see a big old silver flash. Boom! And she would bow up on that spinning rod. It was fun, man. It was fun watching her.
Hell, I'm trying to find this bait you're talking about, and it popped up.
I'll send you a picture of it. I kept it.
Pro Series, but that's not it. And it doesn't have a bill. Now, the Bomber, next gen, but, oh, man.
All right, I'm going to go out here.
Live target lures. Here it is. I found it.
Yeah, a little fat looking thing. Looks just like a mullet.
Yeah, let's see here if I can find it.
You know, it's got all the really good detailed paint on it. It's got all the gills and the eyes. And we're fishing some gin clear water, you know, and that's what happens to me when that sun comes up a little bit. You know, I have to go to something a little bit different because they can just see everything. Okay, I'm looking for it out here.
It's a Norwegian-based tackle brand.
Huh.
Oh, Mustang. Well, you know, Sun has acquired Live Target. That's who bought them out. That's a Canadian lure company. Oh, Mustad and Sun.
I know Kelly Russ. They throw those swim baits like that. It's something like a lot they throw, but this is not a soft body. This is a hard body.
Right.
Oh, I just now found it right here. Now I gotta find my glasses. Okay, yes, it's a Live Target.
Get them glasses on, old man.
I know, it's terrible, isn't it? You walk around going, you know, just because you found something don't mean nothing. Yes. Okay, it's a Live Target, and that's all it says on it.
Yeah, well, that was a Norwegian-based company that built that. That's probably who owned it when, you know, they made that bait you got in your hand there. But now it's owned by Old Mustad and Son.
Yeah, I'm going to throw it. So I can't wait to throw it in the surf. The funny thing, these hooks are so bent up from those toads.
What do you think that lady would have said? Hey, ma'am, could I have my lure back now?
Well, it was funny, so I tried to give it to her. It's so funny. She caught so many fish. I said, man, you ought to take that bait with you. She goes, no, I want Carol to throw that in the surf because, you know, she loves fishing the surf, and they're good friends, and so she's going to let Carol throw that. My wife's going to, and Carol's going to hose him in the surf with it. I know she is. Because those calm days, we'll throw that catch five. I love that catch five on those calm days, that little bait. And then this thing, the only difference is it's got a little wobble to it with that broken back. I think you can, when those finger mullet get wrapped up in the surf, you know, you could kind of throw it beside them and just kind of slow roll it, you know?
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, it's not going to be pretty.
Speaking of Carol, it was good to see her when I was down there. She's so sweet. You're lucky to have a woman like that.
Oh, I know. We're coming up on another anniversary, you know?
All those years like mine has. We hit a home run with him, you know?
I know, man. Thank God she likes to fish. Put up with fishing guides, you know. God. I just think what she had to put up with all these years, you know. God almighty, all the dead animals I drug out in the backyard, clean all the fish, all the fish clothes. I remember all the piles of fish clothes in the garage. You know, it looked like a glazed donut sitting there next to the. They had so much fish slime that the shirt
like
was standing
up. Smells
like
a in here. Smells like Boyd's One Stop in this garage, man.
And then when my two boys were home, we would all three go fishing. And let me tell you what, you talk about some laundry. When we got through rolling in the fish guts and all that stuff we did on the beach and stuff when we were young, I feel sorry for her, man, to keep up with us. It's all good.
I remember we'd all come back from fishing. My mom would go, boy, y'all smell horrible. Y'all go out in the garage and take them clothes off. Leave them out there.
You know, I still, you can always tell when you're fishing at my area down here in Laguna Madre, when you take your wading jacket off and you don't rinse it off, it looks like a glazed donut. It's got all that salt on it. You don't see that anywhere else. And your waders will be wherever the depth of water that you've been in. If you don't rinse your waders off, just hang them up. You'll have like a crusty all the way down from your waist, the white powder from all that salt. So
I saw a deal that came up the other day. It was talking about the 10 saltiest bodies of water. Uh-huh. On the globe.
Are we in there?
I mean, Alazan was number two.
Oh, man. Gosh.
And Alazan's been turning on. Bay in that, yes. Sir. That was crazy.
And it, you know, Nick, it's so funny because we had such a wide area of fish. Like right now, Alazan, this time of year, the Alazan really turns on. And a lot of those people that put it in Revere never really come to the front or upper lagoon, lower lagoon. They have plenty of fish in Alazan. So it just goes to show you how wide an area of good fish we have. Mm-hmm. The crazy thing is, so the croaker shrimp fishermen, there's a lot of fish in Upper Lagoon, Corpus Christi Bay, you know, all along the King Ranch shoreline.
They don't have to go all the way down there.
They don't. And there's so many people that just get their limit right here by the bridge, drum, you know, trout, redfish.
Yeah.
It's a The only thing we're a little bit slow on, Mickey, is flounder. How is your flounder there? Are you still, are you
our
normal or off?
Populations are really coming back. I'm seeing okay. a lot of trout fishermen I know are catching 3, 4, 5 flounder a day while they're trout fishing, mm-hmm. you know, and some nice ones.
We're catching
nice
a few, but
3 and 4 pound yeah. flounder.
June is the month where I really gauge it, because June is when everything really starts, the females and everything start really running in.
Uh-huh.
You know, so what's happened now is we've had a lot of wind, so a lot of flounder boats have not been out. So this is really the time that when you catch your flounders is before July, when they can go out every night, because if you get out there when it's really windy, there's not as many flounder boats, you'll catch more flounder. Then when it gets windy, less wind, you're fighting 7 or 8 flounder boats, just went right through the area you're waiting.
Right.
I mean, when you see those scrapes on the bottom of a boat, those little trails the boat making, those gig marks, you know, you might as well go somewhere else, because, you know, they took a lot out there, you know.
Got picked over pretty good, man.
Got picked over pretty good, you know.
You know what I was amazed to see down there wading with Rihanna last time I was down there when we didn't get to go with you, but was I'm sitting there fishing. I go, man, what's coming at me? And then I saw a little tip come up like a shark fin, and I got going.
Cow nose rays.
Yep. Cow nose rays. There must have been 50 of them in that school. They swam right through me. In that clear water.
They're everywhere.
I thought it was too salty. I guess the salt doesn't bother them like it does stingrays.
We have a lot of those. And, you know, every year I hear all these shark stories. Oh, yeah, I saw a shark somewhere. I saw a big bull shark. 99% of that is those tips of those cow nose rays, and their head looks just like a bull shark. And they go right next to me. Oh, we saw a bull shark. I said, well, 99% of the time you saw a cow nose ray, because I've been, you know, I've been in that bay all my life. All my life, I've never seen a shark in Baffin Bay. And David Rousey saw the only one I've ever heard of in Yarborough Pass. And then now up in the upper lagoon, yes, we'll see occasional. But, I mean, you know, there's never been ever been caught one caught in the gill net, never. And so it goes to show you there's not a lot. You know, so, you know, it's with 80 parts per thousand on salt, those sharks just don't like it. They didn't, their stingray don't like
bulls,
it.
Especially bulls, they're more attracted to freshwater mm-hmm. inflows, you know, rivers and things like that.
Right.
I can tell you all about them up this way.
Yes, and I want to see that shark video you're talking about. I want you to send me that one with that
I'll
shark.
Send that to
that guy
you.
Back
yeah,
to the boat. That's
send
nuts,
that last
man.
Weekend in, out of West Bay. Let me knock this break out. I'll be right back, man.
All right, Mickey.
All right, hang on. All right, I need to take a moment to tell everybody about Boyd's One Stop. They're the home of the supercharged, super slimy powerhouse croakers, located right at the base of the Texas City Dike at 227 Dike Road. And, folks, if you're looking for quality live bait, no better place than Boyd's. From their tanks to your live well, that bait's as good as it can possibly be. And there's no better way to live your bait or your tournament fish than with their oxygen response system. Call Jason Cogburn for more info at 281-701-8107. And when you're by the store, check out all the great deals they have on wild-caught guff shrimp. No farm-raised at Boyd's. It's all out of our waters. And, they've got great price, great selection, whether you look whatever count you're looking for. Crawfish season, I know it's starting to wind down, but Boyd's has got them. They're stocked up, and if you're looking for them by the sack or you want them already pre-cooked, you can check out their Cajun Grill or their Santa Fe location. They'll take really good care of you. They put out a really good-tasting crawfish. 409-945-4001 or boydsonestop.com. And when you go by and see the good folks there, please tell them Captain Mickey sent you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Welcome back to the Outdoor Show on this Memorial Day weekend. 6:37 here in the Bayou City. All right, Cliff, we're back.
Man, I saw that video of that shark. Hey, yeah, man, I'm coming down there and fishing with you.
Three different ones, you know.
That's a big shark, man.
Yeah, it is.
If I'm coming down there fishing with you, I'm bringing my 7 mag. I'm going to strap it on my shoulder. I'm going to turn it over my shoulder.
Yeah.
God, that's nuts, man.
Put your shoulder holster on and just put your 10-millimeter Glock in it. That'll take care of anything.
I just can't believe how close that thing got. God almighty, man. He was trying to get you, too. You could tell.
Yeah, he would kind of charge at him, and then he'd, you know, hit the water, and he'd tail swirl, you know, kick off, and... Do you see how he muddied the bottom up? Just the force of that fish.
Oh.
You can tell it was a good one. Big fish,
I
man.
I can see his head on it. Big old wide head on it.
I think that guy's name's Jimmy G that sent me that.
Scary stuff right there, buddy.
We got some good listeners here at the Outdoor Show. They send me all
kinds of cool stuff. Man, I got a call from a listener yesterday, Billy, and his son listened to the Outdoor Show, and he's 84 years old, and son listens to the show and tells me how much they enjoy listening to everybody on the show. And he's 84 and is going to book a trip with me in August. I think it's July. So really excited about taking him the first time down in Bath. And, you know, I really enjoy taking the older people. There's not a whole lot older than me, but I really enjoy
taking
them.
They fit right in with us, don't they?
They fit right in with my old guy. Hey,
birds of a feather flock together.
That's it. But you take these older people that's never really experienced that big trout bite. You know, he's been in the big bass all his life, a big bass fisherman. He told me a story about some monster bass he caught, but he's never gotten the trout, you know, so I just can't wait to hopefully get him on the top water bite, you know, because I love taking the older people and letting them experience that
you
top water
lived,
bite.
You caught a big trout, man. There's just
on top water, man.
I've caught a lot of different species of fish in my lifetime, and there's just something about a big monster trout. There's just nothing better.
I know. And you don't really appreciate him. Yeah, you don't really appreciate those big fish until you turn your camera on slow-mo and see what they do to try to get that hook out of their mouth. It is unbelievable.
Yeah, those slow-mo videos of those big girls shaking that head and trying to get rid of that bait, that's awesome.
And the violent shake, I mean the violent head shake to throw that plug out, like that one that came up against the boat and beat that super spook up against my boat. I mean, that was just amazing. That plug didn't come out. I mean, she just knocked it against my boat, and I'm just going, man, she's scratching my boat, you know? And then when she gets through, she runs straight away from the boat and does a backflip. You know, like, what? After all that head banging, you got enough energy to pull the drag off that guy's reel, which is a tight drag because we're in the rocks. Those drags are tight. And she's running away, and she just does a backflip to try to get it off. She had no idea we were going to let her go. I mean, she, you know, we're fighting for fun. She's fighting
big
for life.
Trout up here, and it does a backflip. You got a bull shark on him.
Really?
Man, when those big trout up here start launching out of the water like that, they got a shark on them, man.
God. That's what they're telling me in Florida. Every time they try to spear a fish, those sharks hear that spear, and they're right around them. You know, you can't do a spear gun.
They get trained to that, just like you've trained all them porpoises down there, them dogs. You
know, I didn't train them.
Yeah, you have, too.
They get it on their own, man.
They can smell your boat coming.
I
witnessed that firsthand. I said, this is absolutely stupid. But, you know, Hillman and I were talking yesterday evening about that. He's had dolphins just messing him up all week long, not counting the bull sharks, too. But
yes, sir.
Man, these fish take a beating up here on that stuff, man.
Well, you think that Notch, my pet dolphin, would get tired of chasing me, but she chases me all the time. I mean, she knows which way I'm going, you know, especially when I'm down in the cut. Now I'm not, you know, I'm fishing deep rocks. I'm not having to deal with them too much. But, man, when those fish run through that cut and it's easy pickings for them, then they got a boat with a trolling motor. They know that you're catching fish and throwing them back, and those fish are stunned. It's easy pickings for them, you know. And I watch her roll up on her back and show me her belly and lay right next to the sea anchor and look at me like, did you catch a thing small? You're going to throw one back. And so I just pull in the drift anchor and run about 3 or 4 miles, and she just gets right behind the boat, and here she comes, man. You know, it's just amazing. I mean, I think, how much energy are you burning chasing me 3 or 4 miles? Why don't you just sit there and catch fish while you're, instead of running and chasing me? I guess it's that good of a deal for them.
Things are so fast, man. All the tail kick.
Yes, they are.
How would you like to be hitting a leg sideways while you're standing wade fishing by a tail kick off of a dolphin? It'd break your leg. Or snap your knee.
I had something weird happen a couple of days ago. I'm going down the intercoastal, and right in front of the boat, you know, a dolphin comes up and rolls. You know, I kind of slid off to the left, kind of get away from where she went, and she bumped the bottom of the boat, I guess, with her tail. I've never had that happen. You know, she didn't hit the prop or nothing, but you could feel her kind of thump the bottom of the boat when I went over. Like, I don't know.
Tail slap your boat, man. Said,
I don't know what
here.
That
These
was about.
Fish.
Yeah, I don't know what that was about, but I was cruising
kill
slow.
All
but
my food.
Maybe so, man. Maybe so, but it's this crazy amount of fishermen we have at 37 now. You know, you can't get there early enough to get dock space. So I've been kind of coming in behind everybody, you know, at 6:30 because there's no parking room at 4 o'clock in the morning because all the guys are waiting on the bait stand to open to get the first live bait.
Right.
So you got every guide in the whole bay, double row boats, you know, trying to, you know, get their buckets of water and all that stuff in the morning. But they all pull out of there around 6:15. The dock's clear and they're all staying up here anyway. And there's nobody down there where I'm fishing. So I'm not getting a big hurry because actually it's about 7:30 before I can see the shadows of the rocks where I want to cast.
True.
It's okay on top water, but when you're targeting plastics, you want to see the rock and see what side the sand's on and be able to flip it on the rock and high rod tip it and then drop it right next to the rock. You can't do that in the morning. You're strictly stuck to top water. And
well,
that's okay unless
it's
grassy.
Anyway,
you know?
They're not going to start biting till you get there.
Till you get there, you know.
I mean.
And I'm the last one in.
I like
too,
to be
know?
Able to see what I'm doing.
Mm-hmm.
And that pre-dawn launch and all that early bird gets a worm crap. But, I mean, that's fine if you're already on them and you know where you're going and all that. But I like hunting fish, and I like the sun to be up good so I can see and find signs of fish and look for new waters and all that.
I agree. It's funny how
I've just
slowed your eyesight's
down a lot
kind of
over
the
years. I'm in no hurry. Been catching fish all my life. I just want to catch them the way I want to catch them now.
Right. You know, in the summertime when it's hot, I'll get out there real early, right at dawn. But my guys want to catch them on top water. They want to sight cast fish. You can't sight cast fish really before 10 o'clock. You know, all the old timers, Chad and those guys, they would have coffee at the cabin until 8, 9, or 10 o'clock.
Yeah.
You know, they sit around, have breakfast, cook a big old breakfast, and they would get in that scooter about 10 o'clock, and they start wading those shorelines so they could see those fish.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there was no big hurry with those guys because there was no pressure on the shorelines like there is now.
True.
But
so
that side casting is just, that's where it's at. I mean, if you ever get to that point in life where you can walk and see fish and side cast them, that's one of the best things, most
it
fun
is.
Thing you can do down here.
Boy, I had some winters like that on the North Shoreline East Bay back in the day,
mm-hmm.
like in December, and late November all through December, you'd pull those fronts and it'd blow all the water out, and then you'd have the high pressure and clear sky, and that tide would come in just enough to cover those flats up good, and that water would be real air clear, and those mullet would be the first thing to move in on those flats for the warmer water, and those big trout would come in there, and you'd always see them. It'd be three to five of them. Sometimes you'd find a little wad of them with eight or ten fish in them. But most time it was three to five.
That's what it is, and here, too. Exactly.
And, oh, Lord. Man, we'd sit there and throw at those things. They just big old black logs just laying in there and just kind of gliding around. They'd all group up, and then you just throw past them and try to work a lure through the edges of them. If you'd come through them, then you'd spook them and blow them
spook
all
them.
Up.
They'd take off. Yep.
Out. And sooner or later, one of them would say, I'm not watching that mullet swim by me again. I'm going to go get him. And he would. And then once you caught him, the other ones would fire off, and then you could throw back and catch those just like bingo, you know?
Yeah, it's like a seagull picking up something. It just flips her switch. It's funny how that works.
Said,
yeah, and
ate,
when you got
so
two
I'm
guys waiting,
you know?
Yes. Yeah, when we waited about 50 yards apart, real stealthy. And then, you know, we'd see a little pot of those things, and one of us would hook up. And then two or three of those fish would follow the fish that's on the deal, and maybe one or two would lay back in the sand. But that was so cool to be able to pot lick somebody with a big trout next to him. I mean, you throw right next to their line, and thump, you catch a
buddy
fish with
system.
Them. The buddy system worked, you know. But you know, those fish teach you how to catch them. So it takes years to really realize how they got to be facing before you can throw at them, what position the sun is, and what you got to wear clothes wise, you know. You know, those fish have been chased by white things like white pelicans, white egrets all their life. You put a white hat on or something like that, you're not going to catch them because it's a predator. They look up and see white, they're gone. You know, if you wear blue or gray matches with the sky,
yes,
you're going to catch a lot more fish. And then
a
the
lot
slosh
of my
factor.
Fishing apparel is blue hats.
Yes.
You know,
yes.
Sky blue, yes. Like, you know, Columbia shirts and stuff like that, Sims, and just, you know, it works. You know, I had
a
blue boat one time. I don't know. It was back in 83 or 84. Crow Marine wanted me to run this big blue aluminum all-well boat for them. And they rigged it out with a 140 on it and all that. It was a big-time rig back then. I mean, 20-footer. I'm going, hey, I'm Cadillacing now. That boat was blue, and I've actually got videos of fish running over that boat, schooling fish in the open water. Like I like to fish up around the river mouth in Trinity, and we'd get those big herds of trout and reds all schooling together and chasing shad and blowing up. And we were up there. Ken Huffman was filming that one day, and there's four or five of us in the boat, and this one old man named Jack, he was a lawyer, he goes, "That can't be trout." I said, "Man, that's trout." "Oh, man, that's got to be sharks and jackfish." I said, "You just wait till we drift into them." So we kept drifting down. It was pretty choppy and rough, and we got within casting range, and everybody's drag started screaming. He goes, "These can't be trout," and all of a sudden, 7 and 8 pounders are starting to jump out of the water, and we're catching
them. Oh, man.
And that school of fish came right through the boat, and you can see them running into the side of the boat, and you can hear it on camera hitting the boat.
Oh, that's something.
Grainy video, you know, it was VHS stuff back then. It's not near the quality we have nowadays, but it's it don't get any better than that. And
no,
I caught so
man.
Many fish out of that blue boat, and
they just couldn't see it. They could not
no,
see
the
it.
Bottom
you know,
was blue,
just, yep.
The sides were blue, and it just they just didn't notice it like they would something white, you know.
Kind of like
the
white's a kiss of death. You know, I had
white
a
fish.
Yes, exactly. You know, I had a Wahoo. I think I had a Wahoo one time. I had a white bottom. You know, somebody gave it to me, and it was a kiss of death on close fishing with this clear water. You better be able to cast a long way because that boat was not good, man. It was not good. But my Lake and Bay was that low profile gray, that real low profile. Those boats could not see it. Two things would really work good is you swinging in up next to a rock, and the wind would not catch the sides. So you could stay parallel where everybody could throw at the rock. That was really cool about that boat. Low profile, no slap. You know, it just I kind of outgrew it. Now that I'm old, it's probably a young man's boat. So I hated to get rid of it, but my 25 Haney is the Cadillac right now. I just absolutely love that boat. It's a fishing machine. You know?
Yeah, I like
In fact,
the
that's
boat.
What we released those redfish.
Boat,
you know, yes, that's what Ryan's got now for the CCA. He's got that 25-foot Haney. And they're giving away some paintings. You know, Chris is giving away some boats. So, you know, Chris's Marine is really helping out.
I love that Haney of yours. It's real quiet, no hull slap. I mean, it drifts
it's
good,
boat.
And it's stable, good stable platform, good boat.
Is. You know, I had the one like it was 24, but it was 8 inches narrower, and it had a lot of rocks. So when someone would step on the side of the boat, it would kind of pitch you around. So all day long, you're kind of losing your balance because the boat was moving. This thing is a platform. So when someone steps aside to land a fish or something, it doesn't rock you very much. So it's stable. And it drifts shallower by having more surface area. So I really recommend that 25. You know, I think Chad and those guys are running the same boat with the low side, and they like it too. That was a great one.
Yeah. My Lake and Bay, that 24 backwater I had, it was black, and boy, it was, man, it caught a lot of fish too. That was my tournament boat. Great boat.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Boy, you talking about tournaments. I am seeing some boats come, new boats put in now. They're unbelievable in the water, man. I just cannot believe some of these boats. I saw a 21 foot with a 500 Mercury on it. I didn't know you could put one on a 21-foot boat, but evidently they did. I just seen take off. He was putting it in the other day or day before yesterday. I was going, man, I like to see that boat run. Hey, but that's
a
day
that sucks. Back in the day in Trinity Bay, there was a commercial fisherman. He was a netter and all that, and he had a flat-bottom boat with a 235 Evinrude on it.
Oh,
Lord have mercy.
Oh, God.
I thought that was something. That's nothing.
I'm cruising down, yeah. I've cruised down almost to the marina, and we're kind of getting close to the bridge, you know, and I'm kind of off to the right of the channel, and I see off the corner of my eye, I see a boat just getting ready to fly by me on the left, you know. So I kind of ease on over, and it's a guy by himself, and he is trimmed up where he's like a bass boat. He's running on the pad, you know.
Yeah,
he's got to be doing 80. He's got to be doing 80 miles an hour. Well, he's got this a leaning post with those rod holders in the back. They call
rocket launchers.
Rocket launchers. And he had his bobbers. He had his bobbers wrapped up real tight around the rod. You know how you wrap the line up? He's got these four bobbers. And those rods, that wind was catching those bobbers, those corks, and pulling those rods out with an inch of coming out. They were just about all to fly out. You know, he just right when he got to the marine, he shut down those rods, goes thump, 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 thump back in the holder. And I told him, I says, hey, man, you better tie those bobbers down. You're going to be doing warp speed like this, buddy. You're going to lose bobber.
They put those rods up like that, you know, pulling down the highway, and I'm watching those corks just beat the crap
bang
out
the
of
glass
those graphite
off.
Rods.
Yeah.
I mean, they're living on borrowed time. Probably when they get to their fishing grounds, they set the hook and the rod snaps.
You can break.
Yeah. You can't,
I see it too,
you can't
Mickey.
Bruise graphite like that, man.
Oh, I know. I love these tournament guys that's got these $180,000 boats, and in between all the tournaments, they're taking tourists. So they got the bobbers. They got their bobbers hanging on, going down to the coaster with their orange bobbers, banging their rods out. You'd think they wouldn't put their bobbers on until they got there or their weights. But I guess they're in such a hurry to get back. You know, they got their croaker chatter weights, but those things beat the heck, especially if you don't wrap around the rod. At least wrap your line around the rod where they're snug up against the rod. Don't let them bang like that, you know. When it sounds like, when we're doing jingle bells, when you go by, it sounds like Santa Claus going by on the sled. It ain't good. You know?
Look at all the trinket trash hanging off all that stuff in his boat, man.
It's good stuff, man.
Longtime listener, Steve from San Antonio, he sends me deer pics during deer season and everything. He knows how I like to look at deer. He's coming with you in 2 weeks, and he's praying for
good
weather.
Oh,
he's
I hope so, too,
guy, man. I hope you put him on a big one.
I do too, buddy. I'm starting to slow down on how much I'm fishing right now because the summertime. I did my hard time, so I'm just going to fish maybe one or two, maybe two, 3 days a week early in the week. So, you know, because it's just too hot. But man, our July last year was smoking good top water. So I know it's going to be like that. But
yeah,
I'm going to try to fish the surf a little bit.
When
Mickey,
was that?
So
when John and I came down, was that July when it was hot and we caught them on 7Ms.
Oh yeah, it's stupid how good it is.
Yeah. Those fish were.
No, they're skinny, Mickey. They don't have the big gut, but they're still long. Got that
now,
big old yellow mouth.
They still got a big head,
you know?
A big tail, and they fight really good. That's all.
Yeah, and they can still throw that foam out of their mouth, you know, and they start foaming
them back
in the mouth.
Anyway, who cares?
Yeah, I know it. But I never thought I'd have a problem when somebody whined at me, "Mr. Webb, the trotter too big." That was the best whine I've ever got. And in 46 years of guidance, says, "Mr. Webb, these trotter too big."
Boy, oh, Cliff, man, you're losing it, man.
I'm losing it, dude. Golly, I'm going to go back to a popping
Can't
cork.
Can't even satisfy your customers anymore. They're all too
that's
big.
All right. That's all good, brother. That's all good, man.
Oh,
that's
man. Well, hey, you have a good Memorial Day weekend, Cliff. It's always fun talking to you. And if somebody wants to come
too,
down
buddy.
And fish with you, I highly recommend it.
All right, Mickey, I'm in area code 361-949-0707. Appreciate you having me on, Mickey. And everybody be safe out there.
Anytime,
man. You guys be
brother.
Safe in those boats.
All right, tell Carol hello. Right, see you, man.
All right, buddy. Thanks, man.
Later, dog. All right, unfortunately, that's all the time we have for today's show. We'll be back in the morning bright and early, 4 a.m. right here at Sports Radio 610 KILT Houston.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.